It was a little arm battle in between the route. You know, the ref was letting us play all night, so I knew I wasn't going to get the call. I knew I had to stay in balance and go up and make a play for my team. Yates did a great job coming in and trusting his playmakers on giving us a chance. He did that, you know, as soon as he came in. So, you know, you got to give credit to the quarterback also. Oh, yeah. After being in the NFL, playing two full seasons, having a lot of catches taken away from me from having 1 foot in bounds, you know, it's nerve-wracking when you know you can get 2 feet down. So it's something that you work on in practice and something that I work on for sure.
Gabby, you were very emotional after you made the catch. Can you take us through the play and what your emotions were when you got it and you saw the signal for touchdown?
You know, it was a touchdown to go up on an 8-0 team. You know, if you don't have any emotion after that, then something's wrong with you. So, you know, I know the team needed a big play. and when I saw the referee put up the touchdown signal, you know, it was just a lot of excitement going through me.
You had a defender draped around you. Take us through the play and how you made the catch. Because, I mean, they always talk about if they throw the ball, you're going to probably get your hands on it.
Yates put the ball in the air. It was a lot of hand battling between the route. So the way the refs was calling it the whole game, I knew I wasn't going to get the call. I knew I had to stay in bounds and go up and make a play.
Dwayne Brown said he ran about 4.5 40 all the way, making sure so he could see what happened. What do you think about the way your team came to you on that play?
We always do that. You know, that's not just the only instance that, you know, my teammates rally, you know, or around the player. You know, somebody make a good play, especially a touchdown, everybody's there celebrating.
What do you think about the job Yates did?
He did a great job coming in. You know, you can't ask you know, for a better result for a guy that was, you know, on another team to come in and have to play with such short notice. So, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit.
DeAndre Bill talked about how important it was for this team to accomplish this. It's one thing to sit around and plan these games, but to prove you can win a big game like this, how big was this?
You know, it was big, but, you know, we don't want to sit there and act like we won the Super Bowl. You know, we know we're a good team. We know it's a long season, so we're going to celebrate tonight and get back to the drawing boards tomorrow.
With it being such a low-scoring game, how impressed and proud you are of your defense for
team? We know the defense had that in them. You know, it was just a matter of time, and, you know, what a better way to go out and prove to the nation that they're a great defense on Monday night. So, you know, you got to give those guys a lot of credit. They practiced that way. You know, they had – you know, not so good starts early in the season, you know, but this is a new start.
Are you right-handed?
Yes, I'm right-handed.
So is it harder for you to make a one-handed catch?
Not really. You know, I work out on both hands. You know, I use these things to strengthen both hands every day. So, you know, when I was playing basketball, I used my left hand also. So, yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.